A lot of you guys have probably visited the Black River Historical Society Museum. You know, it's the old Leonard Moore house. Well, apparently, some folks say, you know what? Leonard Moore, who was the mayor of Lorain in 1916, he is still haunting that particular facility. Frank Sipkowski is among them. He's with the Black River Historical Society. We have him on the line. We also have a gentleman on the line whose name is Carlo Zuzic, and he is with Bandit Spirits. They are a group of ghost hunters, and they are going into the facility this weekend to see if Leonard Moore is in fact there. Both of you gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to Less in the Morning.
Good morning, Les. How you doing?
Good. Let's start with Frank, first of all. Now, you claim that you actually felt and or saw the spirit of Leonard Moore. If you could kind of talk about that experience.
Well, I didn't see him. I just felt him because when we took the house over in 1994, I was in the attic painting. And I thought my wife was up there and doing some things, and I heard the boards creak, and I got like a breeze that blew over, and I yelled to her, and there was no answer, and I stopped, and what little hair I have on my arms, and the goosebumps rose on my body. I thought, uh-oh. Somebody's here, and that started it.
Now, your reaction went from, creaking boards to possible ghost was pretty quick. I mean, were there rumors that Leonard Moore is haunting the Black River what is now the Black River Historical Society headquarters and museum?
No, there wasn't anything, any rumors or anything like that, but I was like the first one that ever encountered it. Of course, there was nobody in the house in the evening. Of course, my wife and I was the only ones there. We were doing some cleaning up and painting over a time period, but nobody was there like at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. So that's when I felt that he was probably there to check out what was happening to his house.
Now, why did the suspicions fall necessarily on him? Because obviously throughout the years, many people have lived there. Why specifically Leonard Moore?
Well, because he built the house, and he's the one that designed it and everything, and I figure he was the caretaker of the house. But, of course, over the years, we found out that the grandfather was shown in the house downstairs in the foyer. When, of course, back then, years ago, they never took him to a funeral home. They brought him to the home itself for showings.
I'm sorry, did you say the grandfather or Leonard Moore himself?
No, it's his grandfather was shown in the house because they lived next door where the parking lot is for the museum. There was a house there, and the grandfather passed away, and of course Leonard showed him in his home.
Okay. Now, since then, have you spoken to people who have come to the museum? Have you told them about this experience? Have you told them more about Leonard Moore?
Yeah, I've talked to them, some people, and we wanted to see if anybody else knew anything of what's going on, or if I even talked to some of the family members, and they just like looked at me like, okay, are you put together there, you know, and start talking. So some people don't believe in it. I got a little sense of feeling that they are out there, you know, they come back to see if everything's all right.
That was Frank Sipkowski. He is with the Black River Historical Society that just may be haunted by the spirit of Leonard Moore, who, among other things, was a mayor in Lorain from 1916 to 1918, businessman, entrepreneur, a pretty big mover and shaker in his particular time. Also on the line, we have a gentleman named Carlo Zuzic. He is with Bandit Spirits. And if you could kind of tell us, Carlo, what Bandit Spirits is all about.
Well, we're an organization that provides help with the paranormal existence. It was formed back in 2007 by Chris Page and Amy Cobb from Fremont, Ohio.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It all started with the co-founder, Amy, having her own haunting in her home, and it progressed from there to start Orbs to help others.
So now you guys are going to go into the Black River Historical Society, the Moore House, and kind of check it out over the weekend. Talk about when and what sort of equipment you're going to take with you to possibly see if this is in fact a spirit and possibly Leonard Moore.
We'll be there Saturday. We'll be there for several hours, roughly around 5 hours, 6 hours. It all depends on the activity that we're catching. We'll listen to all the claims of activity Frank provides us. We'll have them show us active hotspots. We'll come in with our equipment. We use infrared cameras, which through the night, they shoot about 65 feet in range. We use electromagnetic field, EMF detectors. And the best thing that we use is the digital voice recorders. They usually tend to provide a lot of the evidence for us.
If you can kind of give us an idea of your experience, if you could name one particular ghost hunting trip that you were on where you did in fact see something that really sticks out in your mind, whether you saw it or heard it and or both.
Wow, there's quite a few of those. The last one we did was the Brunswick Heritage Farm. Throughout the night, we were looking for names, and we asked who's there, and the name came through David. Well, little do we know that David was the actual homeowner that started the farm back in like 1859 or something like that.
But like what sort of images and or sounds did you hear?
Well, it was his voice. We recorded. That's what the digital voice recorder that we use. A lot of times we'll ask questions. We won't actually hear the responses at that time. Later on, when we go back and we play it, they pick up the sounds and voices, and that's where David came through.
How are you able to pick up these things with using just sort of man-made earthly things? You would think that somebody's a spirit is they're on a plane which is so beyond us and so different than us that our little man-made contraptions couldn't pick them up.
Well, they're very sensitive, especially the digital voice recorders. They pick up a lot of things that we just don't hear, and spirits don't have that kind of energy where they can actually yell out. They do sometimes if they're very strong, but the ones that are not that strong will pick it up later where our ears can't pick it up, and we'll go back and play it, and usually we'll hear voices. Sometimes we'll ask them to knock. We'll get responses with the knocks, and we also use a tool called a K2, which is very sensitive, and we'll ask them, can you touch that? And it usually give us some pickup of electromagnetic field that's around, and it'll show that they're there.
Have you ever been on a ghost hunting expedition where you said, this is my last one because I am scared, and or were you ever in any kind of danger on any of them?
Absolutely not. I love what I do.
And you're not scared?
I'm not really scared of them. We haven't encountered anything dangerous yet. I hope I never do. But I love what I do. We take a scientific approach, and we learn something new every day by doing it.
I'll tell you what, our time requires us to go now, but would you gentlemen mind coming back next week? I will talk to you off the air. We'll set up a time where the three of us can get together again and get a recap as to exactly what happened at the Historical Society. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay, then if you guys can hold the line, I will talk to you off the air. I'll get to you in just a couple of minutes, but I want to thank you for coming on today. Frank Sivkovsky, he is from the Black River Historical Society, and Carlo Zuzic, who is with Banded Spirits Ghost Hunters. They are going into the Black River Historical Society headquarters and museum over the weekend to see if, in fact, there is a spirit and possibly even identify it as being Leonard Moore. Gentlemen, thank you for being on. We'll talk to you off the air in just a second.
Thanks, Les.